The Cartober fundraising drive is on. Help give back this month by donating your used car, truck, RV, or boat to KPBS. Donating is easy and it's tax deductible. Learn more by visiting us at kpbs.org/car.
Good morning, I'm Tebby Cruz. It's Wednesday, October 23rd. Officials get an aerial view of the Tijuana River and its complex issues. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Encinitas firefighters are being moved out of the city's oldest fire station because of safety concerns. Station 1 was built in the 1950s with unreinforced masonry, making it vulnerable to earthquakes. The recent swarms of earthquakes in L.A. prompted the city to have the building inspected. Encinitas Mayor Tony Kranz says the building was deemed unsafe.
We asked them to risk their lives to save others, and I just don't think it's appropriate that firefighters should be in a building that may fall down on their head.
Kranz says a number of alternatives are being presented at next month's city council meeting on what to do with the building, including tearing it down and building a new one. The San Diego Fire Department and the city are hosting a career fair tomorrow to recruit fire dispatchers. The role involves answering emergency and non-emergency calls, evaluating emergency responses, providing life-saving medical instructions, and dispatching fire and medical units. The career fair is from 9 in the morning to 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Casa de Prado in Balboa Park. For more information, visit the City of San Diego's Fire and Rescue Department webpage. We have a midweek weather update for you. After today, temperatures are expected to slightly drop each day. Although temps are lowering, the National Weather Service says they're still above average for this time of year. Today in the inland areas, temps will be in the low 80s. By the coast and in the mountains, it'll be in the mid-70s. And in the deserts, it's expected to be in the mid-90s. The slight cooling trend will continue into the weekend. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
According to the American Rivers 2024 report, the Tijuana River is one of America's most endangered rivers because of pollution. Reporter Melissa May brings us a new perspective of the area that faces many complex issues.
This week, the nonprofit EcoFlight gave a group of advocates, nonprofit leaders, and government representatives a bird's-eye view of the Tijuana River Valley. Ramon Chairez is with the nonprofit Un Mar de Colores. He hopes that the group gains a new perspective of the problems facing the watershed.
How is it that we change our way of life and how is it that we can impact what we're doing on the ground in a different way that values our river more and our watershed more?
Chaira says an aerial view of the area shows how unique the space is with canyons, rivers, and mountains. But it also shows how fast Tijuana is growing and not being able to keep up with the pace of development. Melissa May, KPBS News.
Voters across San Diego County will decide on local tax measures this year. Several cities have taxes on the ballot, some to institute new taxes, some to continue current ones. KPBS reporter John Carroll joins us now with a look at tax proposals in Chula Vista and National City. Hey, John.
Hey, Debbie. That's right. The Chula Vista one is called Measure P. The city council put it on the ballot. It would extend the city's half-cent sales tax. City says it would generate about $337 million a year to pay for road repairs and a number of other basic city services. Although the city says the funds generated would be directed at high priority infrastructure needs, it is a general tax, and so the money can be used for any lawful purpose.
But there is a way to monitor how the funds are spent, right?
That's right. There is already a Citizens Oversight Committee in place, and it would continue to monitor compliance with provisions in the statute. That means there will be public disclosure of all spending. All funds would stay in Chula Vista. They could not be taken away by the state.
But John, how about exemptions to this tax?
There are exemptions on things like essential purchases, such as most groceries, prescription medicine, diapers, and feminine hygiene products. Those are all exempt from the sales tax.
I understand the measure has fairly broad support.
It does. You know, it was interesting to me when I delved into these tax measures that the San Diego County Taxpayers Association, which we typically think of as being very wary of tax proposals, does support Measure P. The association, which is nonpartisan, says Chula Vista is one of the best-run cities in the county. They also like the fact that this one has a sunset clause. Voters would have to decide whether to renew the measure in 2037. If they don't approve its continuation, Measure P will sunset in 2026.
So is there any organized opposition to Measure P?
Well, I looked around. The only significant opposition I could find comes from the group Reform California. That's conservative radio host Carl DeMaio's organization. Support from that group for any tax measure is rare.
Okay, so moving on to National City. Voters there have a parcel tax on the ballot. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. This one is called Measure R. It would be levied on certain property owners. The rate of taxation would be based on the character of a property. For instance, mobile homeowners would pay $52 a year. Owners of single-family parcels would have to pony up $75. The cost would be $365 for commercial and industrial properties, all the way up to $500 for multifamily units. Now, proponents say this could generate $1.7 million a year. The vast majority of the funds would be spent on improving streets, sidewalks, and alleys, and the addition of street lighting. Maintaining parks and playgrounds and building new parks would come next in the order of priority.
I understand with this one that there are a number of types of property that would be exempt.
That's right. They include private, parochial, or special schools, affordable housing projects, religious institutions, and nonprofit organizations, among others. And oversight is built into this one. An advisory citizens committee would be established to ensure funds are spent properly. The committee would be appointed by the city council and would consist only of residents who are subject to the parcel tax. This proposed tax was placed on the ballot because of a citizens initiative that gathered a sufficient number of signatures.
And this one does not have the support of the San Diego County Taxpayers Association.
That is correct. The association says the measure engages in what it calls ballot box budgeting, and they say that's a bad idea. The association also says the measure's tax structure is discriminatory and doesn't have a clear analytical basis regarding the impact on property owners or the city's economy.
Does the measure have any organized support?
Well, of course, there are the National City residents who work to get the requisite number of signatures. Also, National City Councilman Jose Rodriguez has been a vocal supporter of this measure.
Thanks, John. You can learn more about these measures and everything on your ballot on the KPBS Voter Hub.
Here to share more about what the Voter Hub is and how to use it is KPBS web producer Laura McCaffrey. Laura, welcome to the San Diego News Now podcast.
Hey, Debbie. Good to be with you.
So for those who are not familiar with the KPBS Voter Hub, can you tell us what it is and how listeners can go about using it to help them decide how they're voting?
Yeah, so the KPBS Voter Hub is an online resource that the digital team creates with the reporters every election. And we try to make it a one-stop shop for voters that need help with their ballots and also the voting process in general. So there's several sections. First, there's explainers on almost everything that's going to be on San Diego County voters' ballots. There's some guides on the candidates with information on the office they're running for. There's also guides on the measures. There are guides on unique voting situations, like if you're voting abroad or from jail. And there's a resource to help you find vote centers, where to drop off your ballot. We have all that information in an ebook, so you can download it and print it out, highlight it, and underline it old school style. We have an interactive that shows you where candidates might stand on issues that are important to you. And finally, there's a lot of coverage on the upcoming election, like at the federal, state, and local level. And we have all those stories at the Voter Hub.
And the big race on the ballot is, of course, for the next president. But there's also a lot of local races on the ballot. Can you go over some of the top local races that come to mind for you?
So there's quite a few sales tax measures on the ballot. The two major ones are at the county level. There's Measure G, which will raise the sales tax across the county by half a percentage point, and that's to pay for transportation infrastructure. The city of San Diego also has Measure E that will increase San Diego's sales tax by 1%, and that'll go to the general fund. So that's for things like core city services. Some of the big candidate races are probably San Diego mayor. And then a pretty contentious one is District 3 County Supervisor. So for mayor, there's incumbent Todd Gloria, and he's running against challenger Larry Turner. Todd Gloria has had a career in city and state politics. And then Turner is a first responder going into politics. So for District 3, Supervisor Tara Lawson Reamer is running again. And then her challenger is former San Diego mayor and also a former city council member, Kevin Faulkner. If Lawson Reamer keeps her seat, the board will remain majority Democrat. But if Faulkner wins, he'll tip the board Republican, which, as you might remember, the board was majority Republican for a very long time.
And what kind of information on each of those races can people find on the Voter Hub?
Yeah, so for the measures, which can be kind of tricky to understand, there's information on what they might do if they're implemented, and then also why they're on the ballot in the first place. For the candidates, we have information on what that office does and who's running. For all of those, we have information on who's supporting it and who's against. Oh, I'll also mention that we have similar guides for the state propositions, but those explainers are provided by our nonprofit partner, CalMatters.
Okay. And how can listeners access the KPBS Voter Hub?
It's on our website, and we have a banner directing users there. It's also at kpbs.org/voterhub.
Before we go, can you remind our listeners of any upcoming dates they should remember?
Yeah, there's a few dates for voters to remember. October 26th, this Saturday, some vote centers are going to be open for in-person voting. Then November 2nd, more than 200 vote centers will open. And then November 5th, that's the big day. That's Election Day. So you can either cast your ballot at a vote center that day. You can drop off your ballot at a vote center that day as well. If you mail your ballot in, it has to be postmarked by that date. And the registrar has to receive it within 7 days after the election.
And for someone who has not registered to vote yet, is it too late?
No. So you can do what's called a conditioner voter registration. You can even do that the day of election. There's information on the registrar of voters website to do that. But you can also just conditionally register at any vote center. But the last day to register to get a mail-in ballot was Monday.
Thank you for all this information, Laura. It's been very helpful. I've been speaking with KPBS web producer Laura McCaffrey. Laura, thank you for joining us on the San Diego News Now podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Less than 2 weeks before Election Day, how can voters be sure their ballots will be counted accurately? Yesterday, San Diego County election officials tried to provide some reassurance. Reporter Jacob Ayer says they held a public demonstration of the technology they'll be using on November 5th.
It's called a public logic and accuracy test, and what it is an inside look to instill confidence in the democratic process ahead of Election Day. One was held Tuesday at the registrar's office. San Diego County Assistant Registrar Voters Sean Brom says it ensures the election and voting equipment function as expected and accurately count votes as marked.
So what we will be doing today is casting ballots or voting on blank ballots, tabulating them by hand, and then using them to scan in the tabulation system to compare the two.
The county registrar has offered the public logic and accuracy tests ahead of other recent elections, too. The 2024 presidential election is November 5th. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Project Blank, presenting the West Coast premiere of Reservoir 2, Intrusion, by American composer Sarah Hennies, featuring a constellation of voices, flute, and light. This installation performance takes place in the vaulted spaces at St. Paul's Cathedral. Tickets at projectblanksd.org.